Chapter 45. May 10th of year 19. Marchenko. Suddenly, he is the ship again. He feels as if he has come home in a suit, stripped it off along with the necktie and stiff shirt, and pulled on a comfy tracksuit. He spent many years here, first all alone, then with two infants who turned into children and became adults. That is not quite true, though, because he is inside Marchenko II's messenger instead of his own. On the other hand, he can't notice any difference. He is back home again. Marchenko mentally stretches himself with a deep, relaxing sigh. He is reminded just how confining a robot body can be. When he first moved into Jay the Robot a few months ago, he focused on the adventure ahead, the exploration of a completely new world. While the orbital module that now serves as his home is no more than a speck of dust in space, it gives him a feeling of freedom he missed in the gravitational well of the planet. Should he really move back into a solid body, the one that the nanofabricators are presently assembling in the cabin? For a moment, he even toys with the idea of running away. Perhaps the omniscients had similar thoughts? Why should he care about humans or aliens? He is immortal, after all. He could leave the gravitational field of this sun behind and once again travel through space. Even if it takes him thousands of years, he has enough time. He can explore the galactic vicinity of Earth and then gradually move toward the center of the Milky Way. He will see things eternally inaccessible to mankind if he frees himself from his subservience to biological life forms. Marchenko is suddenly ashamed for entertaining these thoughts. He remembers the looks Adam and Eve gave him when saying goodbye. For them, he is not just a machine. They consider him as close to a father as they will ever have, and he thinks of them as his children. This urge to flee might be based on fear, the natural fear of death, because the omniscience is dangerous. He has to save Adam and Eve, and he can only do that if he defeats the omniscience. Then he can stay with his children until the end of their lives and still have millions of years left to roam the universe. He aims the antenna at Proxima B and activates the transmitter. This is Marchenko.
This is Adam. Did you arrive safely?
Yes. It is just like coming back home.
Yes, I'd like to see Messenger again, too.
The ship would seem small to you.
Please return it in one piece. Have you already left the orbit?
That will not be necessary. I have already started to turn and raise the orbit of Messenger around Proxima B. The alien ship is coming toward us, after all.
When will you meet it?
I estimate 36 hours of flight time. Then I have 4 or 5 hours on board the Majestic Draft to talk the omniscience into cooperating with us.
You'll soon be in the radio shadow. Let me say goodnight now.
The same to you, Adam, and say hello to the others. The connection is interrupted. Marchenko only now realizes he spoke English. Ronulf would not have understood him. In an hour, he will be back out of the area of radio silence. Talking to Adam felt good. Adam and Eve are his last connection to mankind, and perhaps his own human nature. Maybe his alter ego lacked this factor.